Nishamti Asusia Viyasi. That when the horses go by these small streets, they hop around with the horses. So somehow they pushed away in these small roads. The Rashbam says, Kishochim Mavoyas, Shvili Kromim, when they go through the road, the small roads of the vineyards, the Susayim and the horses, Mishtamtin Obarchim Yishuv. They run into the Yishuv then. The kids, even though they don't have a right to do it, sometimes they run in. Yossi Davriluvia. Dear Mishav, Yossi Davriluvia. Of Omalei Rav Leravasi. So Rav told Ravasi, Loitidor Bemosa de Loitsonif Bo Susia. Don't live in a city that doesn't have horses. That horses don't bark there. No, the sonif means like yawn. What do you call a horse? His noise. What?
Me.
Yeah. Don't live in a city that doesn't have horses. Vloinovach Bo Kalba. And don't live in a city that the dogs don't bark there. Don't live in a city if the mayor is a doctor. Before we had, don't live in a city where the mayor is a Talmud Chochem. It's the same svara. If the guy is a Talmud Chochem or is a doctor, he's busy in his work. A Talmud Chochem is busy learning. A doctor is busy taking care of patients. He has no time to take care of the city. So don't make him mayor. It's a doctor. He won't take care of the city. Don't get married to two wives. In a safta tarti nosaf plosim. If you did marry two, marry a third one. Omalei Rav Rav Kana. So Rav told Rav Kana. So Rashbam says also that having susim in the city is. Rashi says. Susi is good to have in the city. Mishum never tirusa the karta miyayivinu meganovim. It's good to have susim there because they can protect you from the ganovim. If they come in, you'll chase after them with your horses. Same thing, dogs. If you have dogs that bark, they'll keep the ganovim out of the city. So now it's good to have these things in the city. Yeah. Rashi Bamo says, don't marry two wives. They'll make conspiracy between the two of them against you. So the answer is marry a third one. Should Yasenu Ashtayim Ashlishis Megaloch, if two of them make a conspiracy against you, the third one will tell. Alright, let's say the third one will go join them. Omale Rav Rav Kana. Hofuch Vinevilta, go, Hofuch, turn around me, work with Nevelis, with corpse of animals, Vulay Tepach Vemili, and don't be Yasik and Stam gossip. That's the worst thing, gossip. If you have nothing to do with yourself, rather than stop gossiping, it's kedai to work with nevelis, work with a corpse, with dead animals. And you're not doing an avera. But stop gossip, you say lashonara, it's not kedai. Poshid nevilta b'shuka. It's kedai also that you should do work, even if your work has to be, is to take care of also nevela. Nevela means a dead animal. Poshid me, you'll skin a dead animal in the shuk, the shokalag, when a koponim, they'll pay you for that work. And don't say, Kahana no, my name is Kahana, I'm a king. The Gavra Rabba no, I'm a great person. The Sani be Milsa, and it's not nice for me to do this work. It's not Kedai. Rather than stop doing no work and let people support you, it's Kedai, you should do some work. Rashbam, Poshet Nevilta Beshuka means Poshet Oira Beschar. Go skin an animal to get paid for that, rather than not having any money at all. Salko le'igro, go up to the roof. Shiruscha b'hadoch. If somebody is traveling even up to his roof, he should take food with him. So the Rashbam says it means that kishateitza derech, when somebody goes on a road, afilu b'makom kor, even if it's a nearby place, there's an asechi moch. Always make sure you have food with you. Like you're not sure where you'll end up if you have food there or not, take some food with you. Meya kor b'mos, even if you could buy 100 pumpkins in the city, bezuza for $1, and there is very cheap, they have a lot of pumpkins there, Still keep them with you. There's always make sure at all times you have food with you. Shouldn't get stuck without food. Omalei Rav L'chia Brei. Rav told his son Chia, Loitishti Sama. Don't get used to drinking medicine or drugs, Pashuna means. Shbam says, because you become addicted to it. Al Tishti Sama Zotmech Neshenik Volehem. Vestas, you become ruggle in it. V'yelibcha Sholcha. And your heart will always want to take these drugs. And you lose your money, so it's no good. He says, "Afilu l'refua l'tishti national refua sacheris." It's not because I have to take drugs even for a fool if you can do something else. And then you get addicted to it. V'loy tishvar nigra. You don't take big steps. because that's bad for the eyesight. For like teka kicha, don't take a tooth out. Don't let them pull a tooth out. So Rashi shein mamish on mishum chayim sheseifa tifra. Even if it's sick, because it'll heal up by itself. For like tinak, for like tikane bichiura. Don't have to, don't be mekanamis, don't be jealous of a snake. And don't be jealous of a goy, a shiksa. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel, three people, and meskanoim him, don't be jealous of them. Yeluhain, Nochri Kotin, a young, a small goy. For Nochish Kotin, a small snake. For Talmud Kotin, a small cog, a small Talmud. My time, or why not? Why are these three things special? The Machusayu, Achuru Yudnayu. Because the malchus is behind their ears. In other words, the Rashbam says, "Kleiman, asid legodol." These three people eventually grow up. V'tagdale moser nikma mimoch. They'll take nekama from you. Because they'll know that you weren't nice to them. Now they'll take nekama. They'll take revenge from you later. Therefore, Talmud Kotin, don't be mekana. Don't be jealous of. See, the Rashbam speaks out that Yuzi Gemara says a person is never mekana his own Talmud. No matter how great your Talmud is, you never mekana. You don't feel bid. It's your Talmud. So Mashal says here it's talking about somebody else's Talmud. Because if you see a small Talmud, never don't be jealous of him. Because any little thing you do wrong to him now, he'll take revenge from you later. Omale Rav le'evoy brei. Rav told the son Evoy, Tarchi b'cho v'shmaitcho. I'm learning with you a lot. I'm learning with you. V'loy mistayim osan. I see nothing goes into your head. You're not chapping. You're not getting the Gemara good. Is to'ag mircha mil di'alma. Abazoi, I'll start teaching you mil di'alma. I'll teach you things like derech eretz. How do you know how to go through life with? But it means he learned with him. He saw he wasn't absorbing the learning. So he taught him other things now. What did he teach him? Adchalo akrecho zavinach zavin. That means when you buy something, before you take the sand off your feet, sell it right away. In other words, do business fast. Buy and sell right away. Don't wait. When the sand is still on your feet, sell what you have. They'll have money to buy new stuff and sell it again. That's why you do business. Hey, buy and sell fast. Anything that you sold, maybe you can feel bad while you sold it. Excluding wine. If you sold it, be happy, never feel bad. Shpam says, why? Because wine could spoil fast on you. So if you didn't sell it, you should know maybe it would have spoiled by you. So be happy that you sold it. Shori kisicha, untie your case, untie your wallet. Sach shekecha, and open up your sack. So Rashbam, it means, shori kisicha, posach shekecha. Kibul hamoyet chila. First make sure you have money. The Tinom b'toychisecha, put it into your wallet. V'yachakach psaka sak, and then open up the barrel, whatever you're selling. V'tinom lokech, give it to lokech. But first, make sure you have money, and then you start selling things. Kaba ma'arya v'loy kuria migra. It's kedai to get a kaba, a smaller measurement ma'arya from the ground, rather to get a bigger measurement, the kura migra from the roof. In other words, it's better to get something easy than get something hard. So Rashbam means mutar shielach lemakom korban, rather to go a close place lishtaka davamur to make a little profit, milishtaka habiv makom rochid, and have to go far away even though there you make more profit. It's better to be close at home. Tamra vicha luscha levei sudna royit. Tamra luscha Rashbam im yesh tomorrow b'yais a kli, if you have dates, if you have figs in this kli shenais nabot tomorrow, in the kli that they put. These are figs. Mar lasas vem shecher. Make beer out of it fast. Shem tamtam, if you wait, toichlo v'benkach v'benkach tafsin. If you wait, you'll eat them a little bit, and in the meantime, you'll eat up, or they'll all be ruined, the figs, and you won't have your beer. V'yad kama till how long? Right. V'yad levei sudna, right, means run to the press where you make your beer. V'yad kama amarova atlosa asor. Run to atlosa asor. That's how fast you should run to get there. At lost the sword. Omar Rav Papa, Eloi der amoy shichro, if not that I made beer, lo yith yasser, I wouldn't have become rich. Famous Rav Papa was a rich man, and he made his money from selling beer. Ikadi Ami, some say, Omar Rav Chizda said,
Eloi de Ramoy Shikra, if not that I made beer, lo yasser, I want to become rich. Marmai Sudna, what does it mean like to take your figs to the Sudna? Pasha means the place where you make the beer. Omer Avchizda means Soid no, it's a nice soid we're telling you, a nice secret we're telling you. O Gemilas Chasodim. So the Rashbam, my Sudna, Loma Nikro Oise Schara Sudna. Why do we call people that make beer with the name Sudna? What does Sudna got to do with beer? It means, Sudna means Soid no. Means Eitza Toiva, good advice. He. Shrei Mesashri Nemenu, because you become rich from it. You can good, make good profit with beer. O Gemilas Chasodim. Also, Yochol Lose Semen Laniyim. You could also do mitzvahs with beer. You can give it to the poor people. Lasses Men Stoko. V'chesed Shrei Ein Bo Keren Godel. It doesn't cost that much to give away a glass of beer. So beer, you make a lot of profit, and also you give away to the Nim, you could do Gemil Chasodim with it. So that's why it's called Sudno, means Soidno. It's a nice thing. Amar Rav Papa, call Agav Gevia Boi. Rishbam, call Agav Gevia Boi, call Dover. Shetzorach Lichtov Shtar. Anytime you have to write down a Shtar, document, is Olav Kagoyin Milva. If I'm lending you money, we want to have a document about it. The Yamona, or else I'm lending you money, but with a document, is Gevia Boi. You have to collect that money. Klaimer. Adayinu Tzorach Ligvois Yesh Paterich. It's not so poshut. Since they wrote a Shtar, you have to know you're going to have to collect, and maybe he's going to say he doesn't have the money, it's a little bother involved. It's called Agav Gevia, anything he writes a Shtar, Boi, you're going to have to collect it yet. It'll be hard to collect it. Kol Ashroi, anytime he gives something on the credit, Sofik Losi Sofik Loyosi, it's doubtful if you get the money back or not. In other words, don't sell things on credit so much. Udiyosi moist royist, and even if when they do give you the money, royist ninu, a mother give you bad money. Trash the problem away, zuzi zuzi. He'll pay you up penny by penny. He won't give you the money all at one time. So kids, it's bad to do business this way. Gimel dvarim omri Rabbi Yechonim mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Three things Rabbi Yechonim said over the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Kishata yoytzel lamuchama, when you go to have muchama. Don't be the first one out in the war. Go out the last one. Be the last one out. Today, Shetikon is Rishonah. When you run back home, you'll be the first one to get home. Rashi Im Tonis. If you're going to have to run away from the enemies, you'll be the first one to run. Like we had before. If a person is poor and doesn't have money, he has a right not to take stock, not to take money from other people, and just manage whatever he has. He doesn't have money to buy food to cover Shabbos. He has such a heckle like that. We spoke about yesterday. That's what Akiva's Chiddush. If a person is at that madrega, that he has no money, and he doesn't take from other people, that's a good need like that. And then, you don't have food for Shabbos, you're allowed to make Shabbat Chalakol, not have a good Suda, because you don't have money. We spoke out, but people that do go around collecting money for tzedakah, then they have a chiyuv to make sure they have money for Shabbos. Or else, who are then people that do make a living? Just right now, he has no money. So what you do then is you borrow money, because you know you'll have money later to pay back. So that's the way you always are when you're low. You borrow money, then avada for Shabbos, you have to borrow money to have a suda Shabbos. Because if the person is a person that doesn't have any money, and that's the way he lives the whole time, he has the right to say Shabbat Chachoyol, make your Shabbos like Choyol, you have to circle the breeze. You don't have to come on to the other people. If you see someone has a good mazel, everything is going good for him, chop around and do business with him. Either buy from him, sell from him, or else be a shutter, what we had before. Be a partner with him. Omar. Mariabi. Yes, sir. Shua ben Levi said over three things in the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Al tarbe bignus. Some girls begagos. Don't be allowed on top of the roof. Mishumaisa shoya. Because the maisa with Dovra Melech. He says, Rashbam said, Al tarbe bignus means claimer. Al tiyarogo lasses the brechma for hesia. Bamaka magula. Don't always be doing things outside in the open. Mishumaisa dehoya. Gag, it's very good. I mean, don't be on top of the roof, or don't be openly looking around, because it'll come out to do something bad. Bitcha Bogra, if your daughter becomes a Bageris, when she comes 12 and a half years old, in Shikra Avdech, and you had Avodim in your house until then, free your slaves, retain law, and give them to her. Since they were grown up together, they'll have a big title for him, so they're going to have his nus with her anyway. So you might as well be Meshachi Ravodim first, and let them get married beheter. And watch out for your wife, Mechosna Rishon, from your first son-in-law. When you marry off your first daughter, watch out how your wife is going to act with your first son-in-law. My time, why, what's wrong? Once for her, she's going to want to be with him. So watch out, your wife wouldn't want to go after your first son-in-law. Because your wife is not going to like the way you're spending money on your son-in-law. She'll get jealous, she wants the money for herself. That's the shvigeistus. So you have to watch out for your wife when you have your first son-in-law. Yeah. Mishum mamin. And the Gemara, both things are true. The wife has a little bit tainas on the first son-in-law. Omer Reb Yechanan, Shloisha minoich le'olam haba. There are three people that are zoicha to le'olam haba. Elohen, these are them. Hadar Beretz Yisrael. Somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's have le'olam haba for that alone. V'yamagado bonu l'talmud Torah. Somebody brings up his children that they shall learn Torah, it's also your minoich, you'll inherit le'olam haba. V'yamavdol alayayin b'mitzvah Shabbosis. If somebody makes Havdalah on wine on Mitzvah Shabbos, so for the Gemara Mahi, what's so great about that? Everybody makes Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos. It means the Mishayim Mikadush Levdalto. You leave over wine from Kiddush for Havdalah. Well, some learns it means if you have a small amount of wine, you don't use it up like after Kiddush and drink it in the middle of the meal. You rather leave it over till you make Havdalah on it. Like Rashbam says also, Sheyesh Loi Matya, and you have a little bit of wine left over. You don't drink it up through the meal on Shabbos, you rather leave it over for Avdolah, that's a big sus. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shloisha Machrez Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yoyim. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu like screaming Shemayim about them. Al-Ravik Hadar B'Krach, about a bachelor that lives in a city. V'yeinu Choyti, doesn't do a chet. Those Machrez mean they should use a big Yashikoyach, like a tremendous thing. If your pony, a bachelor, doesn't do a chet, doesn't lose nus, and he lives amongst people, that's a big thing. And if a poor person finds something that was lost and returns it to the person, doesn't keep it for himself, that's a big thing. An osher that gives stoka, and he does it bitzina privately, not to tell everybody, that's also a tremendous chus. Rav Safra Rovak. Rav Safra was a bachelor. Hadar v'krach, he was living in a big city.